This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The holiday weekend is almost here, and with it comes some good news as Philadelphia and New Jersey announce more reopenings. Some come with fine print, though, which our Things to Do curator Tanya Pendleton has been reading through and making sense of. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. Here's the good news. We heard this week that New Jersey can provide outdoor dining again tomorrow. And as of September 8th, Philadelphia will be able to provide indoor dining and performance venues can reopen. But so far, most of the independent music venues, the ones with a capacity of about 1,000 or less, say that they are unlikely to open their doors before spring because limited capacity and with no food and beverage service, it just doesn't make it sustainable for them.
Yeah, I get that. So concerts are likely to remain outdoors for the time being too, right?
That's right. Citizens Bank Park has been doing well with their live-in, drive-in. This weekend, comedian Michael Blackson is here on Sunday, and Dark Star Orchestra is in town Saturday and Sunday. Now, as Grateful Dead fans know, they are a tribute band that pays homage to the famed group.
Tanya, my son went to his first drive-in concert and loved it. Have you been to one yet?
You know, I haven't been to a concert, but I have been to a pop-up drive-in movie, and it was so much fun. Pop-in drive-ins are still happening at the Navy Yard, outside the Mann Music Center, and at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. But something special has moved from Oaks into the city this weekend.
I think I can venture a guess, something to do with paleontology?
Your scientific knowledge is impressive, Jennifer. Yes, dinosaurs will come to life at the Wells Fargo Center September 4th through the 13th at the Jurassic Quest drive-thru. There are limited tickets left, so if you are hearing this, you should stop. Go online and get those tickets right now. This time, you can bring a minivan, but you'll pay extra if your car seats 9 or more people.
Why has the old Volkswagen bus popped into my brain as I'm listening to you talk?
You know, I think it's because we talked about deadheads. They might still have one, so they can go right from the Citizens Bank Center to the Wells Fargo Center.
Well, what about restaurants? Tanya, you mentioned some are reopening.
Counties outside of Philadelphia have already opened to indoor dining, and fortunately, no issues so far. There are several Center City restaurants that do plan on opening to indoor dining after the 8th, but not all, so check with your favorites beforehand. Chestnut Hill Restaurant Week is going forward September 4th through the 13th. They're going to combine inside and outdoor dining with takeout, delivery, and curbside pickup. So they're covering all bases to make sure diners are comfortable.
That is a very good idea.
I have another good idea.
What is that?
Do you like David Bowie?
Yes.
Do you like yoga?
Yes. Now, how did these two things come together in your world, Tanya?
How about some boga?
No. I mean, yes, but that's crazy.
It's yoga with the music of David Bowie. It happens every Thursday in September at 7:30 p.m. at the Wood Street Green Space in Old City. It's free, but with a donation to benefit In Liquid Art and Design.
You know, I could use a stretch, that is for sure. A lot of sitting in front of these Zoom meetings is making me very stiff.
Jennifer, we can still make it tonight, but you'll need to bring your own yoga mat, props, and PPE. Social distancing will be enforced.
You know, Tanya, what if I want to spend the holiday weekend just at home? Are there good virtual options this week?
There are. Laurel Hill Cemetery is hosting the Market of the Macabre. It happens on Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's free, but you've got to RSVP. Now, if you're wondering what's being sold, it's oddities, antiques, and handmade items that we'll assume you just can't find everywhere.
It sounds like a good place to find some unique gifts.
Laurel Hill Cemetery is open, so you can check out their in-person tours and events when you RSVP for the market.
Yeah. Well, we thank you for your unique gift of inspiring us to plan ahead and do something fun.
Well, you're welcome. And don't forget to check us out on whyy.org/things-to-do, where you can get the details of these events and what big museum reopenings are happening this week.